Any comments? Questions from the audience? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item D, recommend draft resolution authorizing bid for purchase of distribution automatic transfer switches and controls for the wastewater treatment plant from Resco in the amount of $72,530.
So moved.
Second.
Who is the motion? Flanagan? And Bruno. Second Bruno. Any comments, questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item E, recommend draft resolution authorizing purchase of reverse osmosis membranes from Dow Water and Process Solutions in an amount not to exceed $146,150. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Marks?
Second.
Second by Simonian. Questions, comments? Chairman Flanagan?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I realize that the plant hasn't been up for a real long time, and it kind of frightens me that we're already changing the membranes out. So is that the only supplier that we have for those membranes?
It's the only manufacturer. This is the manufacturer that was deemed the best for our plant when we had the pilot study back in 2005, I believe, 2006. Mm-hmm. And then it's not unusual for the membranes to only last 5 to 7 years. We were hoping to get, you know,
seven,
if not more. But also, like I said in the executive summary, right, this was also used for the startup, so that's why.
You feel that that's was.
I think it contributed to it.
Yeah. So. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Alderman Bruno.
And again, this is replacing a portion of them, correct?
Right. We have four separate units for the reverse osmosis membranes. This is to replace skid number one, which is completely separate from the other ones.
Okay, so we'll be on. Eventually, we'll get to a point where we are able to stagger or spread that out.
Right, right. That's what we're planning for. Each of the skids do get a equal amount of usage, so we're not using one more than the other. Only time will tell. I can't predict, but we'll look at the end of this year how well the membranes are doing in the other units and be able to maybe come up with an idea of how many more years we have left on them.
Okay. Thank you.
Alderman Marks?
But we have been budgeting for this every year and putting the money away. I think people need to remember that, is that every year we've been putting money away knowing these membranes have to be replaced. It's just we didn't budget this year to replace them, but we do have money budgeted to actually put into reserves for
them. We did budget some of the normal amount that we've been putting away. It's just not all of it.
Right. I mean, we have been planning, and we knew this was going to happen all along. It's just a matter of when.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a little bit early, but you know, the nice part is we've actually been putting it away for it, so.
Any other questions, comments? Questions from the audience? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
We replaced a set last year, correct? What unit was that?
No, we have not replaced any membranes yet.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Talking about wastewater treatment.
Thank you. That was the membranes that you brought and shared.
Correct. Those are the aeration membranes down at the wastewater plant. Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item F, recommend draft resolution authorizing fiscal year 2013-14 budget amendment for membrane purchase in the amount of $66,150 even.
So moved.
Second.
Motion Flanagan, second. Vogelsberg.
That's a pronunciation.
He wanted to say.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item G, recommend draft ordinance removing the exemption for certain non-residential properties in special service area number one. Do I have a motion?
Second.
Motion Kilburg, second Singer. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item H, recommend draft ordinance amending Title 11 zoning, Section 11-2-2, definitions of words and terms related to the definition of the term, quote, family. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Marx, and second by Singer. Questions or comments? Alderman Bruno.
Dick? So the complaints that we might have been getting, I mean, I went through all the text. This would address the types of complaints that I'm aware of in terms of multiples residing in a single family. What was my question? I'll have to come back to it. Sorry.
That's okay.
Alderman Kilburg?
Could you explain a little bit how this will be enforced? In other words, what would be the protocol for enforcement? How might this flow through the city to where we might determine there's an ordinance violation?
Well, it would probably flow to the city in the form of a complaint from another property owner in the vicinity of the property in question. And there certainly wouldn't be any practical way for the city to check, you know, each residence in the community. It would really be based on movement of people, maybe propensity for lots of vehicles on a property. That tends to be something that we see with this kind of a problem. So that's how it would typically come to us.
If you receive a complaint, then what would be the protocol then? What would be the next step? In other words, apparently a neighbor or someone observes a violation of the ordinance, they call the police department, they call City Hall?
They could certainly call a police department, or they could call the building division, our code enforcement office, and there would be an investigation done to determine whether the definition of family was met within that dwelling.
Would that be conducted by your department, or would that be conducted by the police department?
Who would
investigate?
We would see that as a zoning compliance issue, so we would initiate, the department would initiate the investigation. If it got to the point where we had to tap resources not readily available to us, that where the police department might be able to help us out, we might pull them into the investigation, but I would see it like any other zoning enforcement matter, frankly, that our department handles.
Okay, thank you.
Alderman Bruno, back to you.
He remembered my question.
Okay. Alderman Simonian.
Thanks, Chairman. Hi, Dick.
Hi.
Under where it says any number of people, I have some concerns with regards to crowding.
Mm-hmm.
Has that been looked at, or has the fire department gotten involved? Is there?
Yeah, there. That has been looked at, and we have other provisions within our city code that define a condition where overcrowding would exist, and it's based on number of persons per square foot of within the dwelling unit. So we have mechanisms in place and requirements in place right now to deal with overcrowding.
Okay. What's the definition of domestic servants? I know it when I see it, but it may not be your definition that the city has.
We don't have a specific definition in the ordinance for domestic servants. Mm-hmm. Our ordinance defers to Webster's Dictionary when there's no specific definition in place.
Okay. Regarding gratuitous guests?
Yes.
Is there any length of time that these gratuitous guests can stay on the property?
We have not set a time limit there. No.
Okay. How did you come up with eight people?
Almost all of what you see in this proposed definition was arrived at through a process of taking a look at the case law that exists on the definition of family. And Attorney Radovich and staff, we had several meetings reviewing the background material on that aspect. What you've really got here is, in this case, the eight or more people, that is a function of case law and of state law for what is considered an allowable use in a residential zone. We have group home provisions that were probably adopted by adopted into the city code and in the zoning ordinance, I'm going to say maybe 6-8 years ago. And we really had to do that to make that change in the ordinance to comply with state statute regarding the placement of group homes in residence districts in the city. So that number is both statutory and it's also backed up by case law.
Do you feel comfortable that there's enough teeth in this?
I do. In fact, that was really the purpose behind crafting this definition, is to give us more teeth and to make our definition of family consistent with not only the evolution of households and relationships within families, but also consistent with an area of law here that's been extensively litigated.
Okay, thank you.
Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There isn't any, what do you do if this situation exists? Do you just ask the residents after you've determined whether they violate, is just to have them cease and desist? There's no monetary amount set on it.
It would be processed as a zoning violation if they resisted to comply, would go to local adjudication.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Questions from the audience? Thank you, Dick.
Yep.
All in favor of item H?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item I, recommend temporary authorization for outdoor sales at Pass Basket, located at 200 South 3rd Street, between November 11, 2013 and December 31, 2013. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Bruno, second by Singer. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. On to item J, recommend draft ordinance amending Sterling Manor planned unit development to allow alternative area 4 to be developed as single family detached dwellings or condominiums. May I have a motion?
I believe the motion said attached on the printed form tonight.
Attached. Did I say detached? Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
As single family attached dwellings or condominiums.
I will move
Thank
the
you.
Motion.
Motion
so moved.
Brown.
Second.
Second Bruno. Comments or questions? Alderman Marks.
this really does not change, it's going to stay the same density that's already there, is that correct? I mean,
yes.
I know it's that 8 acres that was for the water treatment plant. But
yeah, the increasing the cap for townhome units in the Sterling Manor townhome area from 100 to 150, which is proposed here, maintains the density that's already been established in the developed part of the townhome area.
Did we have to send out letters to any of the residents in that area?
No.
We did not. And did we post? I don't know if we posted anything on that property, did we?
There was a public hearing held by the Plan Commission, so the normal posting and legal notices were done.
Mary? Just wanted to make sure of that.
Besides the public hearing, I've been in contact regularly with the Homeowners Association. I actually just talked to the president this afternoon, but so I've been keeping them apprised of what's going on, in turn, he has been letting the board know. So.
Okay. And there hasn't been any opposition to this from what I've heard either?
No.
Okay. That's fine.
Any other comments or questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. On to item K, recommend draft ordinance amending the city's comprehensive plan to change the land use designation of a portion of the subject property from commercial, retail, service, office to single family residential. Amending the city's comprehensive plan to change the land use designation of a portion of the subject property from commercial, retail, service, office to multifamily residential, amending zoning map to rezone a portion of the subject property from the R7 multifamily district to the R4 high-density single-family residential district, amend the Fisher Farms planned unit development granted by special use under Ordinance 96-27 and 2005-32 to allow single-family residential uses on a portion of the subject property, and preliminary final planned unit development and plat of subdivision approval for a 43-lot single-family residential development.
So moved.
A motion.
Second.
Singer, second by Flanagan. Vic?
Yes, just briefly, Plan Commission considered the various items that are part of this request and reviewed the matter on October 10th. And has recommended approval. What we've got here is a townhome development originally approved for 90 dwelling units. Some 35 units have been constructed and sold. There's one 3-unit building that remains incomplete. And the applicant here, Blue Geneva LLC, is proposing to change the plans. And instead of proceeding with continued townhome development, build 43 single-family detached homes. John Philipchuk, the attorney for Geneva Blue, is present this evening, as well as Mark Fields, representative of Ryan Homes. And they can present any information or answer any questions you might have. I want to emphasize the point because it's significant and not what we typically see. Is when this developer approached the city in the spring, we had some initial conversations, and almost immediately the developer and their total team really engaged the residents in the Prairie Ridge development, specifically the association board there. And that close communication and continuing work with the association board, as well as with staff, has been kind of exceptional in this case. Just really good communication on various aspects of the project. So with that, perhaps Mr. Fields or Mr. Philipchuk would want to make some comments.
Good evening, Mayor, Aldermen and women. I am Mark Fields with Ryan Homes, also representing Blue Geneva LLC. Really just brief comments, more gratitude, thankfulness for staff, for the community members that are here representing the current development. It's been a nice process to go through. Have we agreed on everything? No, but I do feel strongly that we've worked well together and we'll continue in that process. So again, I hear for questions. Hopefully I can answer them to your satisfaction. Mr. Philipchuk is also available, but just appreciate your time this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fields. Alderman Simonian?
Is it Brian?
No, Mark.
Mark? Is Ryan Homes intending on building these single-family homes, or are they planning on selling?
No, we will be the home builder for the single-family units.
Are these amendments contingent upon completing the three uncompleted townhomes?
I don't believe so. Is that fair?
Well, it's certainly implicit because we are working with them on the completion of those three units. A building permit application has been submitted. We have reacted to that application because it's very important that that unfinished building have the same finishes, the same colors. It should look and smell and taste like the townhomes that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're waiting for some revisions to the plan set that was submitted to our building division. But I do believe it's kind of implicit in this whole conversation that unit be completed.
That was my concern this is finished, and this middle piece sits there for years unfinished.
And we'll also add to the real estate transaction with the current owner, which is Old Second Bank, is a two transaction. The first closing was to purchase and acquire the townhome building, so that portion of the transaction has been closed, and they are moving forward in the building permit process.
Great. Yeah. The new homes that are being built, are they going to be incorporated into the current townhomes for assessments, et cetera, or are they going to be two separate entities?
Currently, we are working on keeping those two separate entities, a townhome entity and a single-family entity, but they will have a combined shared agreement which share in the cost and the expense of the shared common areas.
Okay. And the current townhome owners are okay with that relationship?
Currently, yes. We're still, I would invite maybe Julie to speak to that if she would like, if you'd like to, but yes, we've been working together nicely at this stage, working through drafts of those documents.
Okay.
Julie Simpson, 3612 Ridge Point Drive. And as Mr. Fields indicated, it's a work in progress.
Excuse me, ma'am, would you please introduce yourself and your name and your address?
Okay, Julie Simpson, 3612 Ridge Point Drive. it's a work in progress, and we are going through drafts, and we've, as Mr. Fields indicated, trying to come to an agreement on a cost sharing for the common areas, mm-hmm. snow removal, lawn maintenance, that kind of thing. It's the townhomes and what they require, exterior maintenance and those types of things, are different than what will be required for the single family. So it does make sense to have two,
mm-hmm.
for a lot of reasons. So.
Yeah, no, my concern is, you know, when you have originally 90 units and you're putting assessments in, especially with the, you know, the state law for reserves and everything, and you have 90 folks investing in that reserve, now all of a sudden you have whatever it is, 35 or 38,
right.
It impacts that. It impacts a lot when you're sharing in the cost. So I just wanted to make sure that the current townhome owners aren't someday in the future, they wake up and go, whoa. You know, this is not really a good deal. So I just want to make sure. It sounds like you guys have got a great working relationship, which is nice.
Yeah.
But I just want to make sure that everybody goes in with their eyes open,
right.
and is aware of, you know, making sure that the future works for both units,
certainly
both parties.
And that definitely would be a concern for the current owners as well. Mm-hmm. And Tom Witt has done a reserve study based upon the constructed units.
Okay.
And as we do our budget, we are looking towards you know, when will we need to stain these buildings, when will we need to put new roofs on these buildings, and budgeting accordingly based on the units that are currently there. So to the best that we can, we're trying to provide for that based on what we know we will have, which will hopefully be 38 units when it's all completed.
Okay. As long as you're comfortable with it, I'm comfortable with it.
Alderman Flanagan.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the homes will be treated, the external of the homes will be treated like townhomes.
The
owners of the individual single-family homes exterior will be treated similar to the townhome exteriors.
In relation to lawn mowing and snow shoveling, yes.
But
in relation to actual replacing a shingle, replacing
right,
a window, no, that would be the responsibility of the homeowner.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I understood that before.
Sure.
You know, and to my colleague's concern, Pepper Valley is one that has a mixed use that is. That has townhomes and apartments and homes, and we all have a shared homeowners association, although it doesn't go to the extent of snow removal, but there still is that umbrella that we're under in that area. So I think that I just want to commend Mr. Fields and his group for making sure that the residents feel comfortable with the development the way it is and to move forward. And I did read some of the concerns, so I'm hoping that you will iron those out before the final plat is somewhat taken care of. So thank you.
Alderman Marks.
Dick, probably a question for you. Is the density pretty much the same, lower, higher? It looks like it should be a little bit lower based upon...
It's lower.
It is lower. Okay.
Yeah it is. Lot coverage is lower.
Yeah, that's what I would just want. I looked that way. I just wanted to make sure that was what was happening.
Any other questions or comments? Comments from the audience? All in favor of item K?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We are on to item number 5, new business. Is there any new business? Alderman Flank.
I would defer to Alderman Singer. Singer first.
Oh,
thank you. Just a couple quick items. One in particular that the city of Geneva is recommending the hours for trick-or-treating for our youngsters. And we're asking that the children and their parents trick-or-treat in their neighborhoods between the hours of 3 and 7 p.m. You'll also have the opportunity to trick-or-treat in the business district between the hours of 2 and 5. One of the other items that I would like to address is that on November the 10th, which is a Sunday, the 8th Annual Geneva Veterans Benefit Buffet is going to be happening at Villa Verona Restaurant at 416 Hamilton Street. Cost is $25 a person. The function will begin at 5 o'clock and end at 8. The proceeds of this event are used to provide assistance, support, and activities for hospitalized and homeless veterans. And we pursue the return of all POWs and MIIs as well. If there anyone out in the audience or listening to us this evening is interested in becoming part of this dinner or buffet, you can contact me at my email address or call me at my office number, 630-208-7617, and I will give you directions as how one might purchase the ticket. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Food is always good at the buffet, too.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Recommended.
Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'd like to announce that November 2nd, this Saturday, is our winter cleanup for beautification. So I encourage everyone who's around town who has some time to spend to come out and help the gardeners put their beds to sleep, so to say, for the winter. We'll be at the post office, and there's always somebody that can direct you to a garden that needs help. Also, I brought up firewood last week, and I just wanted to make it clear that this is a fundraiser, and so we really need the right amount to be placed in the utility box. Seems that we're running short compared to the wood that we have on supply, and the money that we're receiving doesn't seem to be balancing out. So it is a fundraiser. People who put a lot of work and effort into splitting the wood, and they don't charge us anything for it, and we get all the proceeds, and it goes directly to purchasing flowers for the next season. So I highly encourage, it's an honor system, but I highly ask that that right amount of money be placed in the utility box, or else we'll have to cease our bundles to be purchased the way they are right now. So thank you for your cooperation.
Thank you. Anything else under new business? No? Upcoming meetings, the next committee of the whole meeting will be November 11, 2013. Do I have a motion to close?
So moved.
Second.
By Mark, second by Simonian. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Nice job.
I sent you an email too with that. With an attachment.